1.2 million. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 1.2 million jobs lost so far this year. Unemployment now at 6.5%, and I've seen predictions that it'll hit 8% next year. Even trips to Disneyland, happiest place on earth, are dropping. And if ever people needed to go to their happy place, it's now. This is the strangeness of the economic system. It's like being in a stampede. It makes no sense. Everybody knows it makes no sense, but nobody can stop it. Here's a headline I saw today in the Wall Street Journal. Banks have cash, but borrowers are reluctant. So, first the problem was the banks wouldn't lend because they didn't trust anyone, so businesses couldn't get credit and they started laying off people. And now, the banks do have cash to lend, courtesy of the government, and they're willing to lend it, but now businesses don't want to borrow it. They don't want to borrow it because they don't have enough customers, so they don't need to borrow it. And businesses don't have enough customers because their customers can't buy stuff without the jobs that they were laid off from for lack of customers. And yet, despite all these unemployed people, you just have to look around and see all sorts of work that needs to be done. Highways, schools, but all that stuff needs tax money, which the laid-off employees can't afford to pay. So, we have a system that sends employable people home to watch TV, where they'll see news reports about all the undone work that nobody can afford to do. No wonder there are already three Impeach Obama groups on Facebook. He's been president-elect for 3 days and hasn't done a thing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.